In a world where creatives DIY, you're listening to the DIY Creative Podcast with Senator Jazz.
Hello, hello, welcome back to episode 6 of the DIY Creative Podcast with me, Senator Jez. And you may have noticed a new open there, a smooth-voiced fellow by the name of Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov, who graciously gifted me with some show openings. I am so appreciative of that, Mark. Thank you very much. And that gifting of those openings is actually going to be something I talk about in the next episode. It brought up another topic for this podcast. But that's the next episode, because I'm going to talk about something else on this episode, something a little bit more close to home, and that is inertia. So it's been a while since episode 5. If you have been listening, you probably think, wow, there it goes. Another startup podcast that's just going to pod fade right out the gate. And that's not true. We're still ramping up here. We're just getting started here. But I went off on an adventure, and then something else happened, and then something else happened, and that kept me from podcasting. Now, I didn't tell you about this adventure I was going on at the end of episode 5 because I had every intention of keeping the podcast going while I was on the adventure. And that adventure was, I went on a dinosaur dig in Montana. I was part of a documentary crew for the museum here, and we documented a few of the ongoing dinosaur digs that we have in Montana. And that was a very, very, very cool experience. And like I said, I had every intention of keeping the podcast going. Unfortunately, Jordan Montana had different ideas. You see, we were told first when we got there, we couldn't drink the water. The high mineral content gave outsiders the squirts. Then we couldn't even use our credit cards in town because we have the new nice flat numbered credit cards from our bank. And they didn't have any credit card readers in the town. Everything was done with the old fashioned 1970s slider where it takes the imprint of the card. Well, if you don't have raised numbers, you can't use those. So couldn't use our credit cards. But the biggest thing was we only had internet in 2 or 3 minute spurts in the hotel, and that was our only connection to the outside world. So doing the podcast wasn't really an option. I could have done the podcast, but I thought it was more important while I was on a dinosaur dig to give precedent to vlogging my experiences out in Montana on the dinosaur dig. And between getting in, showering, being very tired at the end of every day, and then having to edit a video and then upload a video, especially with very spotty internet, and then get sleep before the next day, it wasn't going to happen. I wasn't able to get the podcast out. But then I got back and you're like, okay, time to start the podcast. And then I got a sinus infection, which post-nasal drip just shredded my throat. So if you're doing a podcast where you do anything using your throat, like talking, like I'm doing right now, well, that presents a problem. But then the infection went away and I was fine again. I got my voice back. And then it was still almost a full week before I'm right here recording this. So what happened? Well, you know the old saying, you know, a body in motion tends to stay in motion. Inertia. I fell victim to a lack of that inertia. First, going the week in Montana and not getting the podcast out, although I was getting a vlog out, so I was still getting creative work out. That didn't really slow me down. Now, getting the infection did slow me down. I had ideas for shows, and I wanted to do them, and then the infection was gone. Then life just kicked in. By that time, it was easier to not do the show. It was easier to come up with excuses, and I'm just sharing this with you, as I've always said on this show. I'm on this journey with you. So I'm giving you a pitfall to avoid by giving you an example of that pitfall actually happening, and that would of course be not getting the show out. I had to cut grass. I had to work on a couple of things for the museum. There's always an excuse. And the truth is, it doesn't take very long for me to record these shows once I get going. And I'm a little ashamed that I didn't get the show going, and it's been this long between episodes. This will not happen again. The show is back on. We are going to build up inertia. But here's the case in point as a DIY artist of any type, not just a musician. Do something. When I was getting the show out at a good chop, and this happens in my music as well, I find that it's easier for me to get singles out or to even work on bigger projects as long as I get up and work every day. I don't even have to create something good every day. I just actually have to be in Ableton Live working on something, not just noodling around, but trying to get something down. If I can do that every day, then I get my work out. And it happens at the museum too. If too many non-creative things happen at the museum, I find it a little hard to get back into the creative mindset. And it all boils down to losing that motion, losing that inertia. So that would be my tip for today. Don't do like I did and go long enough that the inertia just isn't a factor anymore. It's just so much harder to restart and to get your head back into the mind space. Do something every day. For me, like I said with my music, every day I open up Ableton Live, and even if it's just a beat, a drum beat, an 8-bar drum beat, I create something every day. I may never even use it again, but it was the idea that I got up and I created. At the museum, even when things are busy in the non-creative side of things, which happens quite a lot, I still get up and I create something every day at work. The podcast, well, I'm not going to create a podcast every day, but the same general premise. I research, I think, I write the episodes, or at least outline. I freeform these, but I do outline what I'm going to do with these shows, and I do something every day. Then when it comes time to record, I'm ready to go. I've been thinking about it. I've been getting my notes. I know what I want to say, and I want to get it out to you guys. So that's it. Don't ever stop. Always do something, because every day that you do something, you build up that inertia, and a body that's in motion tends to stay in motion. With that, everybody, this is episode 6 of the DIY Creative Podcast. As I said, next episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about that gift from Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov, which was amazing and out of the blue and really made my day. Gratitude. You can catch me at Instagram, that's at Senator Jez, and I'm also getting active on the new IGTV, of course, same account, at Senator Jez, on Twitter, at Senator Jez, on Facebook, facebook.com/Senator Jez, YouTube, guess what, I'm going to really throw a curveball at you, Senator Jez, and check me out on Spotify. If you could give me a follow on Spotify, that would be epic. So that's enough begging. I'll see you guys in episode 7. This is Aben Crawford, better known as Senator Jez, and I am going to check out. Until next time, don't stop moving. Bye, everybody.